The eclipse was great. It was wonderful. It was also this Monday. Past Monday. Welcome back to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC. This Saturday at high noon at Ohio Stadium is the Ohio State Spring Game, which will be the first nationally televised college football spring game. It will air on Fox for those who could not make it to the Shoe. Franklinton Fridays is this Friday in Franklinton, and the Hilltop Hop is this Saturday in the Hilltop on West Broad. This Saturday evening at the First Unitarian Universalist Church in Clintonville is the Free Press Second Saturday Salon, where WGRN will have their Earth Day birthday as they dance around the sun, honor their Volunteer of the Year and Producer of the Year. There will be live music and so much more in person for the first time since the Thursday night edition of the Free Press Salon in November at the now former Vandarelli Room when they had the Libby Awards and the Free Press Awards. The Cherry Blossom Festival continues on through this weekend, Friday in Bexley, Saturday at Franklin Park at the Park with the Cherry Blossom Festival, and Sunday, speaking of Bexley, the Bexley Public Library will celebrate the centennial of not just the library, but of a wonderful masterpiece that was written in 1924, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Tony Haygood will play that in the auditorium. But Friday evening, they will have a centennial art show after hours in the Bexley Public Library. And Bexley is not the only library system in Central Ohio that will be 100. That's right, you heard it. Grandview Heights in the house. It's also their 100th anniversary as well for the Grandview Heights Public Library. Branford Marsalis with the New Albany Symphony Orchestra this weekend at the Gene B. McCoy Center for the Arts in New Albany. The Worthington Night Market is next Thursday in Old Worthington. Next Thursday, the Columbus Society of Communicating Arts will have their podcasting panel all about podcasting as part of their monthly talk at the Gateway Film Center. The African American Heritage Festival wraps up this week at the Ohio State University's campus. This weekend at the Southern Theater, the Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra presents The Italian Sun. Storm Large performs at the Lincoln Theater this Saturday. The Columbus Metropolitan Library has a very creative Super Saturday this Saturday afternoon at the main branch. And next Thursday evening at the Hilltop Branch, The History of Westgate. Jazz at the Barn next Thursday evening at the Amalita Marolo Barn at Sunny 95 Park in Upper Arlington. Day of the Children, Dia de los Niños, this Sunday afternoon at the historic Lincoln Theater. In Theater Roundup, it is last call for Shadowbox Live's Pillow Talk and the civil rights themed The Dream. It is also last call for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee this Friday night at The Ohio State University. And last call for 9 to 5 at the final show of the season for Otterbein. And also on campus that weekend at Otterbein, Otterbein Opera has the Sherlock Holmes-based A Certain Madness at Riley Auditorium. And it is last call for Van Gogh's In the Attic up in Dublin at the Abbey Theater. Making your way down the Outer Belt in Hilliard is Crimes of the Heart this weekend at the Hilliard Arts Council. And this weekend at the Ohio Theater is Broadway Across America's Clue. Yes, based off the board game and the 1980s movie, the musical, Clue the Musical. Equine Affair this weekend at the Ohio Expo Center, kicking off Sports Ball, which has the Columbus Fury hosting San Diego on Friday night at Nationwide Arena, and it's college night for active college students. And the Columbus Blue Jackets end another disastrous season on Tuesday at Nationwide Arena when they end their season against the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Weekend Warrior will return next weekend when we love your Mother Earth. And it's not too late to volunteer for Earth Day. Go to earthdaycolumbus.org. The volunteer for Earth Day, and happy birthday to our sisters WGRN. Well deserved. And happy National Library Week. And happy Volunteer Month.